Happy New Year, you guys. We are celebrating our Season 12 kickoff episode of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio with new segment called Blog Talk Hollywood. Well, I had a chance to really hang out at the 77th Golden Globe Awards last Sunday at the Beverly Hilton. And oh boy, it's just an amazing party. It's the biggest party in Hollywood. And this is a special episode. This is a Golden Globe after party episode. And of course, we got one of the executive producers on the other line and also happened to be a treasurer of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. We got Janet Nepales on the other line. Hi, Janet.
Hi there, MJ. How are you?
Pretty good. Congratulations for the recent success of the Golden Globe Awards.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad you were able to join us.
Yes, absolutely. That was really fantastic. And let's get into it. So there's a lot of firsts here. Made history of the Golden Globe, especially Awkwafina and the first Korean film to win the Golden Globe. Talk about it.
Yes. First of all, we started the vegan menu for the first time in the history of the award show.
Yes.
Golden Globe went vegan
mm-hmm.
by using plant-based menu. And also, we got rid of the plastic bottles and used the glass bottle
mm-hmm.
to save the environment and make a statement.
That's awesome.
And then Awkwafina making breaking barriers because she's the first Asian to win in the category of Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical. And of course, Parasite is the first Korean film to win in a Golden Globe. And we were so happy also for the speech of Bong Joon-ho
mm-hmm.
for saying that you should go beyond the subtitles and create your stories, which was really nice.
Yes.
And also, Remy Yosef was the first Egyptian to win in the category of Best Actor in a TV Series for the lead role of Remy, which he created, produced, directed all by himself just because he was rejected and his other show was turned down. So he created his own story, which was really good. And I really salute these people who are making a name for themselves and breaking barriers.
Yeah, that's amazing, Janet. It's amazing that we're having this diverse really happening at the Golden Globes. And also, let's talk about these fabulous designers at the Golden Globe. I know there's a lot of Filipino Americans that really made it.
Yeah, among the Filipino designers I invited at the Globes was internationally acclaimed fashion designer Michael Cinco, has done gowns for everybody like Lady Gaga, Sofia Vergara,
mm-hmm.
you know, you name it, he has done it. And also I invited Oliver Tolentino, Alan Del Rosario, and Kenneth Barlees, who were also there. So it's a diverse group of talented designers who are making a name for themselves, not only in their own country, but also in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know the big winner is 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So those are the big winners. And talk about that. Why 1917?
Well, 1917 is actually composed of only actors who are not well known.
Mm-hmm.
But the story is amazing. The story, the way Sam Mendes did the story, is about friendship. And everybody can relate about friendship, you know. How one person would give another person your life to a friend. And that really touched a nerve on everybody. And the cinematography was also unique because it's only using one camera, one shot.
Mm-hmm.
And during the, it's a war scene, and it's really hard to follow an actor while all the bombing and explosions were going on. If he fell, he really fell. They continued the shot. If he
yes.
was pushed, he was pushed. If they continued the shot, it was really something different. So that shows, as Sam Mendes said in his speech, you don't need name actors to create a good story.
Absolutely.
It's all about a good story.
Absolutely. And also, you know, I had a chance to really see Parasite. It's sort of kind of the opposite, which is very taboo. I'm not surprised that it won because it's just really something different from other films that I've seen before.
Yeah, and it's also unpredictable, very unpredictable,
yes,
very original.
It is.
And he was really he really was inspired by his own story of having a nanny there and that somebody living in the house. So Bong Joon-ho really did a great job in treating this because every segment there is like a twist.
Yes, it is.
Predict the story. It's very original, and that's why I keep telling also our Filipino filmmakers, if you want to get in, it should be an original story. It's something. It's all about story, story, story.
Correct, correct.
Story, it is more likely to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, it's not really a surprise with Quentin Tarantino with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's also something, the not the normal type of kind of films.
Yeah, the nice thing about Quentin is it's an ordinary thing, a story in Hollywood that he makes a big, you know, version of it. Like there are different stories in each, in the whole film, and they, you don't see Brad Pitt or Leo in those kinds of roles, and you can see a different side of them, the nitty gritty of
yes.
it, and that's the nice thing about Quentin. He brings out a different challenge with his cast.
Yeah, and Brad Pitt won for that, for his role.
Yes. The problem with Brad is that sometimes he's just too handsome. They don't take him seriously. But Brad Pitt is a very good actor.
Yes, so he is.
Handsomeness, and you can see that he's a very good actor, you know.
Yes, he is.
But there's also a disadvantage for being handsome, you know, MJ.
Yes, yes. And then also I know you gave the award as the Lifetime Achievement Award with to Tom Hanks, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Tom Hanks received the Cecil B. DeMille award, and he got really emotional when mm-hmm. he was on stage talking about his wife and his family and the sacrifices they go through with being married also to an actor, and in challenges of, you know, having a dad who is in the industry. But it was very nice.
Yeah, overall, I think this year's Golden Globe is an amazing experience. I'm really witnessing it there, being there. And yeah, I got to meet Rita Wilson and Martha Stewart. That was really cool.
Yeah, and backstage also, I was able to interview Carol Burnett with Ellen DeGeneres, who received the
yes,
Carol Burnett Award.
That's amazing.
They exchanged like their admiration for each other, and they love being seated together on the pit, being able to talk to each other, not in a very formal way, but in more casual way.
Yeah, and also a big winner is the Rocket Man himself. He won Best Original Music Score with Elton John, and also, yep.
Taron Egerton,
yeah, yes.
This is another barrier. Another first one, Elton John and Bernie Taupin won for the first time together. They have worked together all their lives, but they've mm-hmm. never won an award together. And for
wow.
the first time at the Golden Globes, they got the award together in a song that they composed for Rocketman. And Taron Egerton also won for Best Actor for portraying Sir Elton John, and Sir Elton John was really touched by that because he said, "Sometimes I don't see anymore Taron, I see myself in Taron, because mm-hmm. he's already portraying Elton like himself, the way he was, you know."
Yes, yes, I cannot really see all these beautiful films, especially in 1917 and Rocketman. Yeah, those are the things that I'm looking forward to. And I really had a chance to attend the symposium last January 4th at the Egyptian Theater. And that was a great event. Really getting to know the 5 nominated films for foreign language film. And it's nice that, yes, I got to really get to know Lulu Wang of The Farewell, which is the role of Awkwafina in that film. And
right.
Yes, so it's amazing to really get to know, really representing the different backgrounds, diversity of Golden Globe this year.
Yeah, and I also want to point out to you that the HFPA is sponsoring six directors, upcoming directors, and one of them is Filipino filmmaker Raymond Iqbay Gutierrez, who directed Verdict.
Yes,
and I met Raymond last night at the party at Amazon, and I told him I congratulate you for being able to make it, because you will be having a great experience.
Yes.
Exposed to the, you know, to all the major maestros of filmmaking.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great. I'm glad that you mentioned Raymond, because I was able to interview him in Blog Talk Hollywood when I was in Manila. And it's such a young and brilliant director, which is a protege of Brillante Mendoza.
Yeah, and Brillante is also my friend, and I know Brillante has won several awards already in Cannes, Toronto, you know, everywhere he goes, he is being recognized internationally.
Yes.
And for him to be able to share his talent to young people is really very inspiring.
It is, and really, I could feel the Filipino representation this year at the Golden Globes.
Oh, the Filipino, my guests? You mean, okay, I have Bessie Padilla, who's an international model, used to be Balenciaga model and former beauty queen. I have Lisa Lou Manipos Brennan, who was a former beauty queen as well, and an Emmy award-winning producer.
Yes.
And I had Richard and Aimee Maghanoy, who are very hardworking in their spa in Beverly Hills, Ice Kid. And I have this international model actor, Mauro Olguin, mm-hmm. who is well-known actually in China, but he's Argentinian.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Kenneth Barlis, who is a fashion designer based in San Diego, but he's already making waves in Hollywood for all his designs.
Yeah, don't you know that?
And of course,
yes. Yeah, I first actually got a hold of Kenneth Barlis. That was 2014. Yeah, he was one of the first fashion designers that I had come across with. He's very young and edgy designer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yep, I finally get to meet Oliver Tolentino at the NBC party. That was great. And
Oliver and Alan were also there.
Yes, I got to meet Alan already. And so, yeah, congratulations. You and Ruben really making a big difference and really representing the community, not just for the Filipino and also the Asian American community.
Thank you very much, MJ.
Yes, and also, let's go on the light part. And how is it like traveling with, of course, your one and only Ruben for the whole entire year? What are those memorable moments?
Yeah, I love it when we went to Bali. This mm-hmm. our first time in Bali. We went also to Thailand.
Yes.
Phuket, and it was very nice. Stockholm was a first time also. And I like it when I travel and I go to new places that I haven't been to. It's discovering new culture.
Yes, absolutely.
And widening our horizons and understanding, you know, everybody. Like, because the HFPA, the Hollywood Foreign Press, is comprised of various nationalities from all over the world. So I already kind of know how everybody's culture are, but being mm-hmm. in their countries, respective countries, is also very educational, as they say.
Yes.
It's the best education you can get.
Yeah, especially when you are really tasting their food. Is there any similarities with Philippine culture with other cultures?
Yeah, when I was in Thailand, it was very similar. Indonesia, it was very similar. You know, those when you're in Asian countries, mostly because the Philippines is a melting pot of
yes.
different countries. So that's why I can see a lot of Filipino culture in some of the other countries.
Mm-hmm.
In these countries, the Asian countries.
Yes, and icing on the cake, we were able to really see each other in a short period of time in Manila. That was last year with Ruben.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thank my friends, Francis and Andy, for hosting that party.
Mm-hmm, yeah, thank you, Francis Liberan. Actually, yeah, is really very generous. Anyway, is there any other upcoming events that we could look forward to? I know the Golden Globe has been making a big, big splash early this year, and it's gonna carry out throughout the year, throughout this year of 2020. Are any looking forward to any events, Janet?
for HSEA. We're just doing this the training for the 6 directors, which is really exciting too. And of course, there's coming to be the Press Freedom Week. We have that annually now.
Mm-hmm.
And our philanthropy is always ongoing, where we give a lot of money mm-hmm. and to schools, indigent kids, aspiring filmmakers, and the preservation of film. Mm-hmm. So those are all ongoing as part of the Hollywood program.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Janet, for your precious time. And this is a special segment because this is a Golden Globe Awards special. And of course, we are celebrating our season 12 kickoff episode of Blog Talk Hollywood.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. Don't go away. Stay on the line. Guys, you just heard Janet DePaula. She is one of the executive producer of the 77th Golden Globe Awards and also happened to be the treasurer of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. This is MJ Ricardio. I'm signing off and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Janet Napalas, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.